Good afternoon, everyone, and it's such a delight to be with you today. I find these afternoon prayers so beautifully grounding, and it's such a joy just to be in your presence, in your beauty. Our theme today is called Purple Compassion, and the theme comes from the writings of Alice Walker, The Colour Purple. And I'll say a little bit more about that in a minute. But what I'd like to do before we launch into the theme is to just be very attentive to one another and to connect heart to heart with each other. So the beautiful gift of this communal prayer, where we're heart in heart, in the heart of Christ, is a gift that we can give our world as we meet each other in our heart center, in silence, in stillness. And we have so much to be grateful for in this beautiful land, Australia, especially our Aboriginal people, with the wisdom that they share with us, with the generosity of their hearts. And my gratitude goes out especially to Miriam Rose Yuganmiya, who teaches us about Dadiri, that deep, still, inner listening. Listening to the soul of the land. Listening to the spirit in creation. Listening in the silence and the stillness. And as we listen, we're invited to be in touch with the land on which we dwell, on which we're guests. Where I live in Picton, it's Dharawal country. We're invited to infuse Dharawal wisdom. The song lines of the ancestors. The beauty of the bush. And I invite you to name your sacred land, where you indwell. Back in the 1980s, I had the wonderful experience of going to live in New York when I went to Fordham University to study spiritual direction. And I lived in the Bronx. So my heart is very, very connected to the land, that sacred land of the United States at the moment, in this time of the impending election. When I was there in the 80s, The Colour Purple had just been written, and I had the great privilege of going to the debut of the movie at Fordham Road Cinema, where I lived, along Fordham Road. And when I was in the cinema watching that fabulous movie, and I'm sure you've seen it too, I had the great privilege of being probably the only white face in the theatre. So to be amongst those beautiful, beautiful people as their guest and to experience their love and their passion, their pain, their heartache, their longings. I went back to New York in the early 2000s and again had the most wonderful and transforming time as I was a guest lecturer at Fordham 20 years or so later. And again, the gift of the beautiful people of New York and how much they've suffered at the moment. So this prayer is in solidarity with them at this time and with all the beautiful people in the United States that we know. So many wise hearts and so much pain. So Alice Walker says to us in her wonderful book, through the beautiful character of Shrug, "I think it pisses God off if you walk by the colour purple in a field somewhere and don't notice it. What it do when it pissed off?" I asked. "Oh, it make something else. People think pleasing God is all God care about. But any fool living in the world can see it always trying to please us back. God is always trying to please us back." And so here we are in Australia with these beautiful purple blossoms of the jacaranda. And so I invite you now to awaken that purple consciousness, that loving colour of Advent hope, as we flow more and more deeply now into our hearts, into the heart of Christ. The purple blossoms of the jacaranda tree reflect the luminous colour of our hearts, outer universe and inner universe, one birth of love infusing love. Singing and drawing us to awaken love's greening power. Veriditas, luscious, greening, spirit energy. The purple petals of her fertility invite all the colors of our heart to glow with love's radiance. Sophia wisdom stirs gathers knits and ones us. In a depthless spiraling deeper and deeper into the still points of our hearts. We become one center of love, in the center of centers, enfolding, encircling, making all things one. as we circle into this deep peace within. Into oneness, we hear the cry of the earth, reminding us that we are made from the earth. We are part of her soul. We hear the lament generation after generation of original earth peoples weeping for their land. Crying for peace, waiting for their children and the unborn to have hope. We see the pollution of centuries of policies, of politics separating, dividing, oppressing, disempowering. We see nation after nation divided. Especially, we see in this pivotal moment the crisis in the United States. Indifference, social absencing, obliterating. Black Lives Matter. People matter. Birds, fish, and animals matter. Earth matters. Divine love matters. A discipleship of equals matters. Our hearts bleed as we feel the pain. Embrace the suffering in a womb of compassion. We allow the pain to touch us deeply, to transform us. Into compassion poured out. Thank you. We are one in divine compassion. Loving deeply from the womb. The political uproar cannot obliterate the deep, abiding, holy silence. The political uproar cannot obliterate the deep, abiding, holy silence. radical grace is present, Sophia wisdom is flowing. Love is drawing us to converge in Omega Oneness. We offer our solidarity with the marginalized. peace and discretion to politicians. Wisdom and courage to those voting. As we wait, we wait in Mary womb darkness. We are the one womb of compassion creating. One dark waiting. With a point of greenness within, so pure. This point, this verdant center of centers, is gathering all things into itself. Into love. emerald light is illumining. Purple flowering is flourishing. The newness of a future of oneness in a Christ enlightened unity consciousness beckons us. A Christ illuminating unity consciousness beckons. And we yield. Heart in heart. In Christ. As one body of Christ. We dream a dream. we have a vision for a new era. The color purple illumines the radical hope of choosing to live of birthing anew as we walk in this field together. We see the purple, the jacaranda blossom, and we flower as our hearts burst forth in love. we hear the echo of the memory of the future. The song of the birds calling us into the oneing. We are the oneing. We are the love. We are the earth. We are the body of Christ evolving. And so we bless each other and we give thanks for this sacred silence, heart in heart, in the one heart of all love. And we look forward to being with you at 4 o'clock next Friday.